Hi, everyone. Welcome to the mini episode.
It's good to be here.
It's smaller than Kimmy.
Really?
No, that's not true.
Okay, Kimmy, you're basically just going to answer a question that we had on the show last week.
I have a question.
What?
In continuity, is this before or after the Halloween episode?
Before.
Okay, so I can't talk about the Halloween episode.
No, it's spoilers.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay, so
y'all should listen to the Halloween episode, though.
I'm sure they will.
It's going to come out like 5 minutes after this one.
Awesome.
All right, Kimmy, so the question was about Chloe, whether or not she's asexual. So what does your sexuality kind of look like in terms of kink stuff? And how do you start relationships? Like, how do you navigate the starting of a relationship with someone when kink is involved? Specifically, if they don't really know about it, but also, like, if they do. So
I've only done that, like, 5 times in the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's probably 5 more than most people.
Yeah. Maybe more?
So
how many people have I dated in the last 5 years? Not that many.
No, that many.
About five relationships that would get to the point that I would talk about.
How do you define your sexuality?
Okay, so first off, I am what's called allosexual.
Like the plant?
Like the plant?
Yes.
Like the stuff you rub on your skin?
I break them open, and then I rub them all over my bits.
Oh.
It
soothes the skin!
Yeah, sounds soothing.
Yeah.
Tell us what that is.
Well, it's a cactus. And
Kimmy,
what?
You're gonna get spanked.
You're gonna be so invalidating of all allosexuals out there by not expressing what it is accurately.
Kimmy,
is that what you want? Do you wanna ostracize all of your allosexual listeners?
Well, they don't even know what the word means.
I will also warn you, Kimmy, a mini episode can just be you getting spanked for 5 minutes.
Okay. Tell us what this is.
Okay, so allosexual is literally just the opposite of asexual.
Oh, yeah, so it's like...
Because you can't just call it sexual.
Hypersexual.
Like, what? Are you asexual super, or are you sexual?
Super,
no.
Super sexual.
It's like, just like you have...
Gigasexual.
Gigasexual.
Gigaputty. It's just like you have autistic individuals and allistic individuals. It's the exact same root word.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, okay. I'm with you.
I'm going with gigasexual.
So what
you.
Is that? What does that mean?
That's not too far off.
What does that mean, though?
Okay, so it means that I derive sexual pleasure and I enjoy sexual pleasure from looking at things and touching things and doing things and mouths and genitals and all that kind of good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
And how do you navigate, like, relationships starting with people who might not know that you're kinky?
Okay, so it does not take very long at all to figure out that I am kinky.
That's fair.
I talk about this at work in my vanilla day job. I have gotten in trouble. And
okay, how about this question instead? Because you're saying all this stuff, and I know that to be true, but you don't talk about the fact that you're a dumb little baby.
That's true.
So what
That's
do you,
not a first date
how
question.
Do you, how do you, how do you interact with someone since this is an ABDL discussion podcast? How do you start a relationship with someone specifically when it comes to little stuff that they might not know about?
So I think the relevant question that comes before that one is, if I'm so fucking comfortable talking about kink with somebody who barely knows me, why am I uncomfortable with talking about ABDL stuff at the same juncture? Because I will talk about BDSM and pet
Is this
plays.
A rhetorical question?
No, it's not.
Do you have the answer?
I do have the answer.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. It's
because I still have some internalized shame about ABDL.
I also think age play is a really vulnerable thing that I think a lot of submissive spaces don't quite tread into that territory, especially for you, because even when you're submissive, I know that you're not as vulnerable as when you're little.
You are 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
So I'm sure that factors in to you not wanting to say it as often. It's more
Absolutely.
Vulnerable.
It's much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
I don't care if somebody looks at me and goes, oh, wow, you're a freak, when we're talking about masochism.
Right.
Because
you're a freak.
Because I'm a freak. No, the way I look at it is they're more uncomfortable about it than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me the power.
Yep.
And I'm not kidding. That is actually how I look at it.
Then vice versa, you get more uncomfortable with little stuff because it's more vulnerable.
Because they have the power.
Yeah.
Because I'm terrified of being judged for that. Mm-hmm. Because guess what? I've been judged for that since I was like 5 years old.
Yep.
That's when you were a baby. A 5-year-old's a baby.
Yeah. My younger brother was born when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And sometime between the ages of 5 and 6, I discovered that I was drawn to diapers. I was really interested in it. And it might be rooted in some kind of sibling rivalry thing, but guess what? My mother shamed the shit out of me.
I just imagine your mom being like, you 5-year-old, you dirty little adult baby.
No.
But a 5-year-old's a baby.
She told me, I insisted that I get to wear one. And she stood me in front of a mirror and told me how stupid I looked. And she told me that if I kept doing these kinds of things, that I would never have friends and nobody would ever like me.
Yeah, we all hate Kimmy's mom.
Yeah, I
like a lot.
I gotta say, if your child wants to do something you don't think is normal, maybe just like let them see and be like, let them make their own opinions, because that's a little human person right there with autonomy.
Ah, but you see, it was the 1980s. And so the idea was, if they hurt me first, nobody else would hurt me later. If they hurt me and scared me out of it, then I would be perfectly normal.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Now I'm on an ABDL podcast.
So how do you start, since this is a more vulnerable space for you, how do you start relationships with it?
I don't start relationships with it. So...
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I don't mean, like, start a relationship with it. I mean, like, how do you get started with ABDL stuff at the beginning or middle or, like, when you do of a relationship?
How do you inject it?
It's not at the beginning, but it has gotten sooner and sooner in relationships.
That's also my experience.
Same.
And that comes with my own confidence. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger... there was a lot of fear that, oh, well, nobody's ever going to like it. So I kind of need to latch on to the first person remotely accepting, because this is as good as it's going to get, baby.
And then you lose that person. You're like, well, life's over, I guess.
Yep. Because I'm in my early 20s and it's like, well, that was the love of my life.
It's all over now.
Nothing's ever going to be good again because I've got no fucking life experience.
Yeah.
At this point, I've been broken up with lots of times. I've been broken up with for good reasons. I've been broken up with for dumb reasons. I've been broken up with because of jokes that Pudding made.
I remember.
That's fair, though. That's a totally valid reason.
And, like...
So how would you introduce someone?
So here's how I generally do it.
Okay.
One, kink comes up on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
If they haven't already noticed the solid steel collar that I'm wearing, mm-hmm, in my freaking dating profile photos,
mm-hmm,
which I have gotten dates because they were like, oh, I love your collar.
That's cute.
Then they find out pretty quickly. I had one girl that I was dating that at the end of the date, I was like, you can grab the collar if you want to. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, go for it. Grab it and pull. You can't hurt me. And she did. She yanked me around. It was fun for both of us. And so it's like an icebreaker. But look, I had the power in that situation.
Right, yeah.
I was the one that was comfortable. She was the one that was uncomfortable. So you have to be at least this kinky to ride Kimmy.
Right.
And that's pretty obvious from the entry. I will not date a vanilla person again.
So then ever. How long until HBLA comes up?
So probably 3 to 4 months into the relationship.
Mm.
After I've gotten to know them, after I've determined whether or not they are trustworthy with my innermost self,
mm-hmm,
generally after we fucked each other's brains out for a while, then I'll start talking about, you know, well, hey, I've been really having a lot of fun, but I'm really scared to share a particular part of me with you, but I want to, mm-hmm, be honest because it's a really big, important part of me.
Mm.
And if you lead with your feelings like that, with someone you trust, and someone who is worthy of that trust, psychologically, that takes a situation where humans would normally react in the defensive, and they react subconsciously in a protecting role. Hmm. If you start with somebody and you're like, I'm really scared to talk about this right now, a person, if I came and said, hey, I got this kink thing to talk about, it's really important to me, the other person's gonna like freeze up, they're gonna seize up, they're gonna go on the defensive. They're gonna be like, shit, if I say something wrong, then things are gonna go bad.
Mm-hmm. So, or especially if they're like, oh, I have to tell you this weird, horrible thing about exactly. me.
Which is, oh my God, that's every ABDL's first reaction. Like, mm-hmm. it's weird, it's horrible. I've done that
You're
so many times.
You're gonna hate me.
Exactly. I've done that so many times.
Don't do
and
that.
And that's obliquely saying the same thing.
So, Kimmy's advice is trick people into being your caregiver unintentionally.
I mean, that's how it worked for Chloe.
Be such a vulnerable little baby that they can't help but,
they
like,
must,
swaddle
they
you.
They must take care of you. They must protect you.
I mean, yeah, kinda.
All right, this mini episode is no longer mini, so we're gonna wrap it up. All right, thanks, Kimmy, for your opinions on this topic.
Started. Yeah, I know. Can't even finish that particular point.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you would take this into a whole episode if we let you.
We haven't even started talking about sex. What about that time when I was sitting on the floor and my ass was full of lube?
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.